Hello and welcome to the Of Mouse and Men podcast. As always, I'm Kevin.
And I'm Angelo.
And whether you're listening on podcast services or watching on YouTube, welcome. How is everyone's day? How are you, Angelo?
I'm doing good, Kevin. You know, we're at week 8,000 of quarantine. You know, we need haircuts.
Yes.
We're struggling a bit, we will make it through.
We're going to make it through. We will weather this storm. Yes. If this is the worst that's going to come at us, I think we're good. We'll come through.
That's a good point.
We are resilient. We are, what's another adjective?
Good.
Good. Good. We're good.
So today we're just going to be talking about some news, some reopening stuff, some fun jazz, you know, all that.
Yeah. Jazz machine. Jazz. I don't know where I'm going with this. Okay.
Me neither. Okay.
Let's talk about, because guess what, Angelo? Everything's reopening. Everything's opening. We're opening the world again.
The world.
Slowly but surely.
Yep.
We're reviving everything. Okay. We got that thing. We got that machine that, like, what's that? Zzz, clear.
EAD?
Defibrillator? Defibrillator?
Sure. So, we have Disney World and Disneyland reopening news. So, it looks like, officially, Disney World will be reopening on July 11th with Magic Kingdom and Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
And then on July 15th with Epcot and Hollywood Studios.
That is true. They're opening then. They're separating the openings. I think this is because they just want to control the capacity, kind of control who's on Disney property. So we're going to listen to Bob Chapek actually talking about this on CNBC. He's going to give us kind of a lowdown. What's going on?
Yeah, take a look.
And tell us, what made you pick that July 11th start date more than a month after the other Orlando parks?
Well, we want to make sure that what we present to our guests when we open up is going to be a quintessential Disney experience. And while we'll have substantially lower numbers of guests, we want to make sure we do it in a responsible way so that they can make those lifelong memories that last a lifetime.
Now, Bob, when we last spoke was when you were just reopening your Shanghai park. There you started at less than 30% capacity. What kind of capacity are you going to be opening at in Orlando? Are you talking about less than 30%? Can you give us a sense?
We're not going to give any specific number because there's no government guidance necessarily as to how dense we can be. But I will say that our capacity will be a function of the 6-foot social distancing guidance that we have from the CDC. So the number of people we put in the park will be a function of that calculation because we will always strive to maintain that 6-foot social distancing.
Thank you, Bob. Sorry. Thank you.
We're keeping that.
Thank you, Bob, for those kind words.
Yes, and it's interesting how they're doing it. Obviously, they don't have an official capacity, they say, but they are going to see how it goes with their... They're going to figure it out on their own, it looks like.
Yeah, and I think that's very interesting that they are like, okay, we're going to figure out based on where people are positioned in the park, how many people we can actually keep a 6 feet distance in the park. I think it's just so they can make sure that they are accommodating everyone who has tickets reserved, right? And so they're not like forced into a capacity, but they're able to keep it enough that they can have it safely so people are 6 feet, but they don't have to be confined to a capacity based on reservations and stuff.
Right. Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think that like the state would have guidelines, but I guess they're just doing it by the parks.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Disney World shall reopen. It's going to be interesting, Angelo, when they reopen, because like if you asked me like a few months ago if I was going to go back to Disney when they reopen, I would have been like, yeah, totally. But like now, I don't know. Because it's not going to be like the Disney experience.
Well, of course, right? It's going to be way different. I feel like it's like you're saying, not even worth it to go if it's like this, to be honest.
Right, because if I'm going on my family vacation, like I'm not an annual pass holder and I'm just like paying for my family vacation, I don't think you're getting the Disney experience. There's no meet and greets, no fireworks show, like no parades. It's just, it's a very different experience. I think the lines are going to be 6 feet apart. I'm sure the lines, even though it's a shortened capacity, there'll be longer lines.
I'd feel more anxious going than I would, like, with the fun I'd have, you know?
Yeah, and especially wearing a mask. I don't know if I want to be on a Disney ride wearing a mask. I mean, you were going to have to be. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't want to wear a mask.
Away from the experience of Disney.
Yeah.
So I mean, I just think it would be weird to, like, be walking around Disney and everyone's wearing a mask. Obviously, it's, like, good. But, like, I feel like I'd just wait until this is all over, ideally.
Because, yeah, cause, like, when I was at Disney for, like, the last time, like, the day they closed, right? It was, like, in, like, the back of your mind, you're, like, potentially this could be the last time I'm ever at Disney. Disney could close after this. This could be the last day of Disney's operation. This, like, goes completely south. We have, like, a whole situation. We could never come back again. And I remember, like, being on the ferry, like, leaving Magic Kingdom, being, like, listen, this could be it. Like, this was probably the last I'll have this Disney experience. And, like, now reflecting on that, like, it probably was. That was, like, I was there on the last day. You're probably going to have the actual Disney experience for a while.
No, yeah, until at least there's a vaccine or something like that.
I think, yeah, and I think even into that. Like, I think at least until good into 2021, it'll be how it is.
Yeah, totally. It won't be the same for a while.
It's going to be sad.
Yeah, but...
But, you know, we...
What are you going to do?
They persevere, right?
We're resilient, Angelo. And I think most of the people going will be, like, locals who, like, that's, like, what they do. And, like, they have season passes and, like, hang out with friends there. Mm-hmm. I don't see, like, many people who are going on their once-in-a-lifetime vacation going in the next, like, year or two.
Right.
Which sucks, but...
It really does, because it's like the anniversary is in 2021, right?
Yeah, the 50th, I forgot.
So, like, like, who that's knows? Good. Hopefully, like, halfway through 2021 or whatever, during 2021, they'll have their big, like, comeback.
Hopefully.
Where they'll just be like, Disney's back, and it'll be, like, a celebration, because, like, everything will be back.
That would be nice.
It'd be wonderful. So, and we'll see. I mean, we'll see if we end up going back. I think I might go to just see what it's like, but I don't know. It's hard.
No, yeah. But yeah, so that's Disney World. I know also Universal Studios has opened back up. I saw Tim Tracker was already out there doing some on the ground, looking around, seeing what it's like. But other in Disney-wise, we have Disneyland, which is reopening. So their downtown Disney is reopening July 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Disneyland Park and then California Adventure are opening July 17th. So about like a week after.
Yeah, and again, I think that's just capacity-wise. They want to control downtown Disney before they open up the parks.
It is interesting they're opening both parks at the same time, because I think they'd kind of mm-hmm. stagger it, but...
Yeah.
But, I guess...
I mean, like, Disneyland's doing. The same, I think, as Disney World. It's like, the experience is probably going to be very different, and it's, do you want to go? I mean, a lot of people who go to Disneyland, it's going to be slightly different because they're more locals. It's a local park mostly. So I'm sure that they are okay with, oh, let's go with this minimal experience.
Right.
And we'll see how it goes when the Disney
really
parks reopen.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what it's like.
Because they're waiting like a month after Universal and SeaWorld and Busch Gardens. They've all opened. And I think they're really taking their time, and I think they want to see how it plays out with Universal and other parks before they right. start going at it. Which
also,
is going to be
interesting. Or sorry, I was just going to say they are, like, I imagine the biggest in their areas, so it kind of makes sense to be like the slowest to go.
Because people are talking about like oh, Disney doesn't want to get sued. That's not what they're worried about. It'd be very hard for you to sue them based on if you contract COVID-19, you'd have to prove that they were negligent some way. It'd be very hard to sue them. What they're worried about is the image. Like, if there's a huge breakout of COVID-19 near a Disney park, right, because of them, someone gets COVID-19 when they go to the park.
Yeah.
That could really hurt their long-term plan of coming back post-COVID-19. If people feel like Disney isn't safe, they might not go back to the parks.
Yeah, or optics. That makes sense.
Yeah. So they're really worried about their image. That's why I think they're taking this very seriously. Because if they ruin their image, and this, especially right now, it's a vital time when they come back.
Yeah, if you get a news story that's like, oh, 8 people got something at Disney due to, like, whatever reasons, then, like, that's real bad.
Yeah. Yikes.
But, yeah, so other than that, Hong Kong Disneyland's also opening June 18th.
Yeah, so that's the more recent. That's in a few days.
Yeah, that
as of
should be tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. So that's exciting. I think it's Hong Kong is very similar to how they're doing it in Shanghai, except for you have to go online to reserve your ticket. And we'll see how it goes as far as Hong Kong. I think it'll be very similar to Shanghai. But this is the more recent one they're opening up.
Yeah.
What was also interesting is they were talking in their video. If you watch the video that Disneyland Hong Kong released, they're like, you'll see Mickey and Minnie and friends pop up in various locations. They were like, maybe even on Dumbo. And they had them riding Dumbo. So I think it's interesting. Like, are they going to have – that's like an interesting thing. If they have characters like riding rides, like it keeps them that distance away. You can kind of see them. I thought that was a very interesting thing. Like, if they just, like, shut down Dumbo for 10 minutes and have Mickey ride it.
No, yeah, I wonder. I mean, maybe that's just, like, marketing stuff, but.
Yeah, I might be reading too much into this, but I found it to be very surprising.
Yeah, that's interesting to put in there.
Yeah.
Guess we will see.
Yeah, and discuss. On the topic of reopening, Florida theme parks, when they reopen, people from 3 states. What are those 3 states, Angelo?
I think it's I'll pull it up, but I think it's New York, New Jersey, and
Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yeah.
That's an interesting. I don't know why.
So though, if you're coming from those states, you have to have a 2-week quarantine. And that's not a Disney thing. That's more of a Florida state. Like, you need to have a 2-week quarantine if you're coming from these 3 states. So that's interesting. But what is the most interesting about this, Angelo, is that if you fail to participate in the mandatory quarantine, you could face a $500 fine or 60 days in jail.
Yeah, I think that's super interesting. Just shows they're really serious about it.
I guess I'm gonna have to go to jail. They're gonna take me alive, Angelo. No, I'll probably do the quarantine if I.
No, yeah, it is interesting that like that's the whole. I mean, that's for the best, obviously. But it's very interesting they're doing. So it's really like you're not just taking like a vacation. You're doing a. Like you're like staying in Florida.
You're moving to Florida, yeah.
Yeah. Or if you're, like, for, like, a longer period of time. But, I mean, it makes sense it's from those states. Those are the big coronavirus states.
The hot spots. I mean, that's us. Yeah. New York, New Jersey. That's, hey,
yeah,
what's
that's
up?
That's where we're at, so.
So, yeah, that's so, us.
we would have a hard time.
I guess that's why we felt it was a good story, because we're threatened with jail. That's what we're being threatened with. But, yeah.
But yeah, so that's
fun days.
That's interesting.
Yeah. So as far as the NBA season goes, I don't know if anyone heard, but the NBA season is resuming at the ESPN World of Sports Resort. It just got okayed by what is it, like the Board of Governors? What is it? Something governmental.
NBA Board of Governors.
Governors, yeah.
Is it so the that's NBA really cool. Board of Governors or yeah,
I don't
okay,
know.
It is.
NBA Board of Governors. Okay. So not the government.
No, it's like their governors for the organization, I guess.
But I think it's actually a really inventive way to resume your season. Because Disney has this property. I'm sure Disney wants that free publicity. And you could just, you know, have it there. That's, like, kind of smart, guys.
It's good, an interesting thing. I wouldn't think that's, like, what they would go for.
I do. I have to say, yeah. But I think it's, you're keeping all... It's, like, basically like a college. Like, keep them all on campus, okay? No one can leave. And they just stay there. And that's their plan. So, I think it's pretty smart. I think they'll get a lot of publicity. ESPN's doing quite well in this quarantine. They had that documentary that did well.
Oh, yeah. That looks good.
And now they're just, like, riding high on this NBA. And I guess it looks like the people are speculating that they're going to stay at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort.
Coronado.
Did I say it right?
Coronado Springs Resort.
I don't know how to say words from Disney's resorts because they're weird. also, I don't stay on the resorts, so Angela would know more than me. But, so they're going to stay there, I guess. Which, I mean, if I get to stay at a Disney resort and, like, hang out there, sign me up. That's great. Although they can't get into the parks, which is something they had to clarify.
Wait, they had to clarify that?
Yeah, they're like, guys, they're not going to the parks. I mean, obviously, you wouldn't want to. They could be contaminated. I mean, but if I bought a ticket and I was there, what are they going to do? Stop them?
Well, I imagine they don't let them because if one gets, like...
Gets the virus,
then, like,
yeah.
They're probably going to give it to all their teammates.
I'm sure it's a strict, like, you can't leave.
No, yeah.
But that's so interesting that they just moved everything over to World of Sports. That's kind of genius. I mean, because they're all there, so they're just going to play.
It's wild. Yeah. It will be interesting to see.
Have you ever been to the ESPN World of Sports Resort?
I have not.
I haven't either. I didn't even know it existed until I read it in Kingdom Keepers.
But
although,
yeah, so that should be
in
cool.
Kingdom Keepers, they had all the schools come to participate. Is that a real thing? Because I can't imagine that's a real thing.
To do what?
Like, all of the schools in, like, the Orlando area go to the ESPN World of Sports Resort to compete in, like, the big games.
No, that
like the Olympics
can't, that
of high
can't
schools.
Be true.
I
that
found it very
can't
odd.
Can't be true. I don't think that's true. I could look it up, but I don't even know
we
what
don't
I would
look it up.
What
I don't, care
even,
that much,
I don't know what I would even search.
Weird schools that of Orlando Olympics. I don't know what you'd search. Okay.
But yeah, so moving on past the NBA at the ESPN World of Sports, we have Kevin.
Disney is setting up new test screenings. So while they've been in this hiatus, so nothing's happening, they've been testing a new system of security screenings. So basically, if I'm saying this right, Evolve... Right, technology is the thing, and they have this new screening system that is basically like this. These basically what you have at stores to make sure you're not stealing those. Like, what are they called, Angelo?
I don't know what you call them. They're
security things at stores. That's what they are.
Like the posts that scan. Yeah, it's like that, but like times a thousand, and like they can detect weapons, and they. It looks like. Basically, if this was implemented, it would be, like, a lot easier than a metal detector. Like, you would just, like, straight walk through.
It would change their whole screening process because you could just – they have everybody – because right now it's kind of just like, oh, you – depending on the park you go to, but it's usually just like, you come over here. You come over here. Do you have a bag? If you don't have a bag, just walk right through, right? That's, like, the kind of system. But, like, this system I think would be more secure as it's just everyone walks through. They can detect with their little – technology pads. I think it would work.
Yeah, it looks interesting. So we'll see, you know, what Disney does in terms of security. I think recently what they've done has been pretty good I'm not sure if you know, but in the resorts they have like the security there. So like you do it before you get on the monorail. And then like you go and you're like you just walk into the park. You don't have to do their security since you already did it. Which is nice.
Yeah, I know there's special entrances to the parks if you're from a resort.
Yeah, which is yeah. Cool. It's super cool.
I never get to go down those.
But yeah, but so yeah, security, all that fun stuff.
So in other news, I don't even know if Angela knows about this. Do you know about the one and only Ivan?
I got it on. No, I have no idea what this is. I looked at the news story and I was like, I don't know what this is.
This was a movie that was supposed to come out in August in theaters, Angelo. They haven't released a photo of it, a trailer, a photo, anything from this movie. It's based on a book. That's all we know. It was supposed to come out in August in theaters. They didn't release anything about it. And now they're just like, yeah, we're sticking it on Disney Plus. Like another movie we recently watched.
Apparently Angelina Jolie is in it.
Is she?
That's what it says. This is weird, Kevin.
This, I don't know the plot of the movie. It reminds me of Dumbo because I think it placed... Is it at a circus? Oh, no. A gorilla named Ivan tries to piece together his past with the help of an elephant named Stella as they hatch a plan to escape from captivity.
Is it like a animated movie?
You know what this reminds me of? I don't know. We haven't even gotten a picture from it. Sam Rockwell is in it?
This is He's weird. Ivan? This is weird.
Dude, Danny DeVito is Bob.
Brian Cranston. How are these people in this movie?
Helen Mirren is Snickers. Do you know what this reminds me of, Angelo?
Artemis Fowl?
No, that was bad. In quality-wise, probably. But do you remember The Wild? It was like a 2006 Disney movie. That's what this reminds me of.
Oh my god, I don't remember this. This was weird. Are you sure this is Disney?
Yes, it was such a weirdly... The humor is weird. It's like fart jokes. It's such an odd movie. And
there's
so we
no
watch
way
it
this is
it's,
Disney.
It's odd. It's really odd.
When you said The Wild, I thought you meant like Call of the Wild.
No. But basically it's about this lion. So think he's a kid. So think Simba, right? And so Simba wants to go to the wild. So I think he gets kidnapped by like animal sellers or whatever. Like they want to sell him on like the black market or something. And so Mufasa and the rest of the animals at the zoo have to escape the zoo to get their son or his son. It's
this
really weird.
I'm looking at this movie right now.
That's what this reminds
video
me of.
Game.
Oh yeah, The Wild. It was so weird. They're like they want to sack. It's like there's a bunch of like
start spreading
wildebeests.
The newspaper. This is weird, Kevin.
I think it was their answer to Madagascar.
Yeah, that's what I think.
But there's like wildebeest want to like they have like this like weird volcano where they sacrifice people into it or something. There's a bunch of poop jokes. It's an odd movie, but that's what this one and only Ivan. I don't know if it's going to be animated or live. I think it's live action just because it's not a Walt Disney animated movie. It's not like under that umbrella.
This looks wild, dude. I don't know. It looks like it's live action. Yeah, it's saying people sign up for live action.
It's the Walt Disney Studio, so it's not the Walt Disney Animation.
We don't have any information.
Right? Oh my god, wait, who's in this? Dude, this movie.
This is gonna be crazy.
We'll have to watch. I mean, it can't be good, right?
I don't know.
Because they haven't released. That's what blows my mind. Is not even a photo has come out about it. Why not push this back?
The director has made Me Before You, which is the Emilia Clarke movie.
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, the one with he's in a wheelchair?
Maybe? Yeah, yeah. Why, did you see that? Was that good?
No, I didn't see it. I thought it didn't look good. We'll see.
We will see.
This director really... Yeah, that's the only thing this director's really done. So, we're going to see if the one and only Ivan is good. They haven't released any photos from it, so it can't be. Yes. So in other news, let's fly on over to Shanghai Disneyland.
We're bouncing all over the world today.
Yeah, because Zootopia Land has gone vertical.
It's not called Zootopia Land.
Well, what would you call it? Zootopia?
You got a good point. I was like, Zootopia Land sounds so wrong, but I don't know what else I'd call it right now.
It's like calling Pandora Land, but I mean, you call it Avatar Land. You know what? We do what we do. But yeah, it's gone vertical.
Animal Land.
It's gone vertical, so they just put up like basically a beam, and they all signed it. It says the city of Zootopia on it. Kind of cute.
I didn't know Zootopia was this big a deal, to be honest with you, Kevin.
Really? Oh, it made $1 billion.
Well, not before like they started making this, I mean.
Mm.
But I mean, it should be cool.
I mean, if you look at the concept art of the land,
it looks pretty wild. Cool. It looks cool.
I don't know why it's not an Animal Kingdom. Well, talk about getting Shanghai rid of Dino Land USA.
Oh no, Kevin. Maybe it does. Maybe like Zootopia is really big in Shanghai in China.
I think they should make this theme park everywhere.
Nope, don't replace the Dino world Land. I'm down, but don't replace Dino Land.
Angelo, replace Dino Land. No one needs that.
Nope, we need it.
No, no one does. Everyone goes there, they come out sad.
Kevin, people love Dino Land. I don't know what people
love
it.
Dinosaur the ride. Nobody likes Dino Land.
You're wrong,
okay?
Kevin. I don't know what to tell you other than you're wrong. I love Dino Land. And also Dino Land, kids love it, Kevin. They see the dinosaurs. They're like, wow.
Kids don't know what they like, okay? You give them a box and they play with the box, okay? Kids are crazy, okay?
Kevin. Well, no, apparently nobody likes Camp Minnie Mickey, so.
That's true. Well, I will say, Camp Minnie and Mickey wasn't. Dino Land is above Camp Mickey and Minnie. But look, we got rid of one.
No.
Get rid of the other.
Make Beastly Kingdom. That's the real talk. Real talk. Make
that would be cool.
Real quick, Disney. Do it.
You can honestly get rid of Dinosaur.
No, we can't get rid of stuff. We can't get rid of
Not Dinosaur. Dino Land. You can keep Dinosaur.
No.
Just get rid of Dino
Land. Just make another land.
Angelo, I'm saying you can keep Dinosaur.
No,
just get rid of Dino Land.
I want the whole land. Just
Why?
Make it better. Just.
I understand.
They just haven't touched Dino Land in 10 years.
Why would they? There's no reason for them to make it better.
They actually haven't touched Dino Land in 10 years, and all the other lands have gotten upgrades, I'm pretty sure.
That is true. That is true.
Literally, the only thing they've done is Donald's Dino Bash.
Right. Donald's Dino Bash is ridiculousness, because it's nonsense. That's what it is. I mean, I like the DuckTales characters being there.
I like the lore of it. That like it's like, oh, we found that Donald is... Because ducks are like somewhat related to dinosaurs. I'm not a scientist.
I think that's kind of whack.
Isn't that true? I'm pretty sure that's
true. It's true, but like no one knows. I bet I could go up to anyone in Dino Land, like just there for the day, and be like, "Do you know the story behind this bash?" And they would say no.
I don't know. Kevin, you know what I saw the other day?
What?
I saw modern animals, if like. As depicted as dinosaurs. So, like, you know how dinosaurs are probably, like, a lot more fluffy than, like, fossils keep soft parts of bodies, right?
Yeah.
So, there was this article, and it was, like, this person drew modern-day animals as if, like, we drew them how dinosaurs would look. And it's, like, wild. Like, swans look like crazy dinosaurs. And, like, like baboons look insane.
Oh, I'm looking at it now. This zebra looks whack.
Right? You
can
even see what humans look
like. This is a cat?
Like.
That's not a cat, bro. What the heck is that?
It's super, because in a fossil, you don't find the fat and everything. So they just drew it as if it was, like, skin tight. So it's super interesting.
Yeah, that elephant's Strange.
Yeah, I see the baboon and the swans, and that's the craziest. And there's a picture of a T-Rex that looks like a chicken.
Did you see the humans?
Yeah. The humans.
It looks like the swamp, the creature from the Black Lagoon or something.
Right? What's interesting to think, what did dinosaurs actually look like?
That's true, because we don't know. No one knows.
Yeah. We also don't know what they sounded like. They could be like, doo, doo, doo. You know?
Right, without that T-Rex going like, I don't know what I wouldn't fear Jurassic Park.
Yeah. But super interesting. That's our dinosaur tangent of the day. On to the next story.
Yes. The next story is that Star Wars Celebration 2020 has been canceled. They're not doing it.
It was expected.
Yeah, I think this should have been canceled sooner.
They also announced a ton of stuff on May 4th, so like, I mean, the only things I could imagine they were going to show is like the Mandalorian Season 2 trailer. I imagine you might have like an announcement or two about like maybe the Cassian Andor series or like the Obi-Wan series, maybe a new movie thing, but honestly, I don't know if we would have even gotten that.
Yeah, I don't know if you would have had announcements. I think it would just be... Because Star Wars Celebration, I've been to the one in Orlando. I felt it was a trap. Because like all you do is you go there, you buy things.
Well, it's a convention.
It's a convention, right. A trap. But
I don't know. Conventions are traps, but go on.
I mean, it's cool. You get to talk to a lot of people who are into Star Wars, and that's pretty fun. But like, they want me to buy everything. Like, I touch it, they're like, ooh, you should buy that. And I'm like, no, thank you. It's like, I feel like it was a trap.
Did they have lightsabers?
They did have lightsabers. They did any Star Wars thing you could imagine they were selling.
And oh you gosh. Didn't buy them?
No, I did not buy them.
Wow, not a true Star Wars fan.
Basically, it had all the celebrities like where you could like meet them. It was like $100 to meet one of like the Star Wars characters. But then you could see, like, they're basically in, like, tents, basically. And, like, I saw Mark Hamill's tent. I was like, whoa, yo, Mark Hamill's in there. I just can't see him.
I've done stuff like that at cons. I met Sebastian Stan, the Winter Soldier. And I also met the Punisher, the one on Netflix, John Bernthal.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, the older ones. That's cool. I also met Stephen Amell, like, 5 years ago. But
I haven't met celebrities.
That's because the celebrities don't want to meet you.
The biggest celebrity I've met was the president from Iron Man 3.
You met him?
Yeah, because he came to the park where I work because he was having a party or something with his family.
What'd you tell him?
And he introduced himself as an actor. That's the only reason I...
Did he introduce himself as the president?
What?
He should introduce himself as the president.
He introduced himself. Wait, let me see if I can get his name. He's a famous actor. He's also in
Shawshank. I miss that character from the Marvel movies.
What character?
The president. Who's the president? The president in Marvel right now. Yeah, who's the president?
I don't know. We don't need to go into who's the president.
His name was Matthew Ellis. Like, who's the president in Marvel right now?
William Sadler. Was the actor, and he introduced himself as, "Hello, I'm William Sadler, actor." That's the only reason I was like, "Actor in what?" But he's in like Shawshank.
I'm gonna be like, "Hi, I'm Angelo, podcaster." No, I like.
That's how we should introduce ourselves.
We should. I could have sworn he was in more than just.
I think he was just in that because that there had the Iron Patriot.
Wait. He had to be in more stuff, right?
The president?
Was he just in Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Really?
You know who we're missing from the MCU and needs to make a comeback?
Who?
Talking about Sam Rockwell, Justin Hammer.
We do, right?
He's one of the best characters in the MCU, and he's only in one movie. Like, get him in there. No, he's being wasted.
I agree. 100%.
He was amazing. He could do a lot with him. They can. I think he should, now that Tony Stark, spoilers. Now that Tony Stark is out of the picture, he should make a comeback, like, trying to take his place. Like, well, that would be so interesting.
The issue is we need Oscorp, right? So we could introduce, like, Oscorp and all these other, like, play, like, introduce AIM again, introduce, like, was that Sam Rockwell's one? What was his place called?
Hammer Tech.
Hammer. Introduce Hammer, AIM, Oscorp, and have, like, that be, like, a background plot of some of the movies. Like, there's so much you can do, and have Sam Rockwell be this dude who's like, hey, yo, I'm Sam Rockwell. Stuff's going down right now.
Sam Rockwell is so underutilized. Every movie he's in, he's a 10 out of 10. I haven't seen him in a bad performance.
He's real good. There, I feel like I watched something recently that he was in, but I can't remember it.
The last thing I watched.
Oh, he was in Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, he was.
He
was in Richard Jewell.
Was he? Oh, is he the lawyer?
He was the lawyer in Richard Jewell.
I don't even notice when it's him. He's so good. Oh, he's great, dude.
He was in, what was the one he was, yeah, he's good in everything. The Way Back, he's good, he's fantastic in that. Way Back is a very underrated movie. It's good. But yeah, so there's no Star Wars celebration.
Yeah. Sucks.
So, if you like musicals, Angelo, are you a musical fan?
Yes.
I am too.
What's your favorite musical?
My favorite musical. Ooh, that's a hard one.
And why is it
movie musical? It's Rocket Man. That's a movie. Movie musical. It's Rocket Man.
Mine's La La Land, obviously.
I know you love La La Land. Is really good.
Is Rocket Man really a musical if the music was already written?
Yeah, it's called a jukebox musical.
I'm kidding. Wait, is that actually what it's called? Is that a term? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
It's like what Rock of Ages is.
That makes sense.
So, if you like musicals and you're a Disney fan, get out your pocketbooks and wallets. Because Walt and Roy, a magical new musical, is coming out. It's a musical that's been in development. There's a few Broadway stars in it. I don't know them. I don't know Broadway that much. That I know who they are. But if you know Broadway, you'll know who they are. They were in Book of Mormon.
If you know Broadway, you'll know who they are.
They were in the Book of Mormon, Wicked, The Sing-Off. I don't even know what that one is.
But yeah, so they're doing a fundraising reading of it in July. When was it? What was
July
the date?
9th.
July 9th. July 9th. I think it's $10. So if you want to view a reading of the musical, head on over there.
We might check it out. We haven't decided yet. We might check it out.
Yeah, we might do a video about our thoughts. We'll see how it goes.
It seems cool because I like Walt and Roy. Yeah. They're great people, so I'd like to check out. Walt and Roy is a really underrated duo because Walt was the face, so he gets all the credit.
Special.
Right, and most people have no idea who Roy Disney is. I can't tell you how many times I've been to Disney and people are sitting on Roy's like bench not even knowing that they're like who they're sitting next to.
Yeah, Roy really came in and like did a lot, especially after the years that Walt passed away.
Yeah, especially Disney World is really Roy's thing.
Although he did get rid of Epcot, Kevin. He got rid of the experimental prototype Community of Tomorrow and made it a theme park.
That wasn't Roy.
Was it not Roy? I thought it was.
Roy died before Epcot. Because Roy was dead. Right, they had no leader, right? So the Imagineers were like, "What do we do now?"
Oh, is that? I was joking around, but okay, gotcha.
Not to call you out on Disney history.
No, I was just wrong. I was trying to be funny, and I was just incorrect about it. Although honestly, I don't know if Epcot would have worked in its original concept. It probably is for the best that it changed.
It wouldn't have without Walt. It wouldn't have worked in its original concept. I don't even know with Walt it would have worked in its original. It was very ambitious.
It was.
But musical
should be fun. Learn some history about Disney and donate to the fundraiser.
Now, excuse me. If you like Minnie and Mickey, you're a nerd, you like Legos,
All right, Kevin, you don't got to come at me like that. Wow.
Put to shame, Angelo.
Wow.
You might like, honestly, what is a really cool Mickey and Minnie Lego set.
Yeah, this was just announced a few days ago, and it's like they're buildable characters. They're all cute. You know, they got some flowers and a camera, and it is
I really
a good
like
display
it.
Piece. No, yeah.
How much is it?
Whoa. $179.99.
Yeah,
it's
no.
It's a bit on the expensive side.
Yeah, no,
but,
I'm not.
But it's more of like, it's more of like a collector's like display thing.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
They have Mickey Legos where Mickey's like a
yeah, they
normal
have
Lego
actual.
Piece too.
I have my Lego ship in a bottle up there, you know. I understand these display pieces, but it is a little expensive. But if you're into that, it looks like a cool build.
Yeah, honestly, listen, Legos, they're fun, but like, what are you gonna do with them other than display them? Are they worth $50? I don't know. Angelo probably thinks so.
I do think I like them.
Speaking of toys, there is, hold on one sec.
Where is this going?
Hold on. I'm sending it to Angelo so he can know what I'm looking at. Hold on.
Whoa, what is this?
So there's this. So I told you a while back, Angelo, if you remember, I had like a playset when I went to Tokyo Disneyland. I got like a playset.
I don't remember this, but okay.
So I got this playset of Pooh's Honey Hunt. It was like my favorite playset. It was like Pooh, and you could build your own Disneyland. And it was like Disneyland Tokyo's 20th anniversary kind of set. And so I found this video of them unboxing and going with it. So I have, Angelo, I have the Pooh one.
It's a diorama map.
Yeah, a diorama map. It's really cool. Like the castle one
is
so cool.
Kevin, you know what else you could do this with?
What?
Legos.
Yeah, not as cool though.
I'd argue it's cooler, but.
But yeah, I have the Pooh.
This is cool.
It was my favorite playset. It's somewhere in my basement. I don't know where it is, but I have to find it. Because I love it. It's my favorite playset.
That's dope.
My favorite playset. Like, I have, like, 20 playsets.
That's a cool display thing there.
Right? I love it. It's amazing. Guys, I can't recommend. I tried to find, because I was like, I kind of want to get more of them. They're very rare now, because they were the 20th anniversary thing. I think I also have the Splash Mountain one, but I'm not too sure.
But
I can't be positive.
So that's our toy section of the podcast.
Yeah, if you like toys, we should do of toys and men.
Of toys and men. So next we got some construction on Super Nintendo World in Universal Studios Japan.
Yes,
and this looks dope.
Angelo, this land looks so cool. If you look at you just look at like, the aerial shot, like oh my gosh.
Just
amazing.
The Yoshis hanging out up there is like the coolest thing I've seen in my entire life, dude.
And the entrance too, how you enter through like the what are they called in Mario?
The pipes. Warp pipe.
Yeah. You just enter through the pipe and you're in like it's so cool.
Yeah,
like,
it's hard to feel the scale of it from like some of these pictures. So I'm really interested to see like what it feels like to actually walk around in.
Yeah, and especially we have to wait until Epic Universe opens here. I feel so jealous because like they're pretty much done over in Japan.
Yeah,
and we have to wait till
awesome.
Epic Universe.
You can see where like the Mario Kart's gonna be. You see like the Peach's Castle. You see like all this cool stuff.
And if you look, there's new nighttime images too, where you can see the lights and
ooh,
how things
really?
Are gonna kind of light up. Yeah, how it's gonna light up. You have like the question marks that glow, and like this land, especially at night. This might be even be cooler than Pandora at night.
I love how you can see Hogwarts right across.
Right. I wonder if they have if they covered their sight lines.
I imagine they did.
So does this version not have the Donkey Kong, the Japan one?
I don't see it. I guess not, but yeah. It remains to be seen. Maybe that's like the next thing they build.
Mm. I like it. I love it.
Yeah, I think it looks super cool. Angela, it looks a little cramped, though, but I can't tell because of how far away we are.
I agree. It looks like confined space, but then again, if it's on different levels, like, I don't know how much space you have, right? Yeah. It's going
to
be interesting.
And I can't tell how many people, like, these Yoshis are supposed to fit. Is that, like, two or four? Or...
I don't know.
I don't know what's going on, but it looks dope.
But, Angelo, we should probably head over to Japan.
Yeah, right? We're going to have to.
They have some of the best parks Disney's ever done. And Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Also on the side of Universal, Born Stuntacular opened in Universal Studios, replacing Terminator.
The stunt.
I don't know why you
would. Not a ride.
Yeah. I don't know why you just. Born seemed like a weird choice.
I don't know how much hype there is for Born, to be honest.
Right? I mean, I think Terminator's a better IP.
Yeah.
To put in it. The Terminator show is pretty good. I haven't seen it. I only saw it once, like a while ago.
Yeah, I saw it a long time ago, but maybe the Bourne thing is super cool. Who knows? We might do a watch of that, talk about our thoughts, but we'll see. I think it's an interesting choice.
Yes.
But yeah, I think that's pretty much everything.
Yeah, do we have, is this Taste Track? What?
I linked Taste Track in it. All right, so listen, real quick. There's this ice cream cart in Epcot right next to Test Track called Taste Track. It's the best ice cream you'll ever have in your entire life. It has insane combos of sundaes. So there's this, listen, this is my thing, right? So they got rid of it, right? But last time I went to Disney, it said it's coming back. And I don't know if coronavirus has affected this, so I just wanted everybody to know that Taste Track should come back, so that's why I included it. I just wanted to say, the chocolatey churro sundae is the greatest ice cream thing I've had at Disney. It's vanilla ice cream with hot fudge, with whipped cream, with chocolate curls, and a churro. Okay? I don't know what else I have to say. Other than that, there's also berry explosion sundae, apple pie sundae. I just wanted to be aware that this should hopefully be here soon. That's all. That's what I want to do, Kevin. What do you think? Have you ever been to Taste Track?
I have not.
Well, then you're missing out.
But, okay. If we're talking about ice cream at Disney parks, in Animal Kingdom, there is a truck. Has the best ice cream. You can't compete with it.
I think you can. They call it Taste Track.
Though, these actually look really good. Not gonna lie.
I know, right?
Not gonna lie, this with the churro in it.
That's the one I had, dude. It was the greatest thing I've ever eaten in my entire
life. I might need to get it if it looks really good. It looks better than the place. But look, if you want like a simple cone, the truck in Animal Kingdom is the best.
If you want a simple cone that costs you $25, go there. If you want a cool thing that costs you $50,
is this cotton candy?
Just cotton candy on one. It's only $6.50. That's such a good price.
When does Taste Track reopen?
I don't know. It said coming soon when I was there last year, about a year ago. Not a year ago. I was there 3 months ago.
It feels like that. We've been in quarantine too long.
I actually thought it was a year ago. We'll see. It should hopefully come back because it's fire.
It feels like so long since I've been at Disney Park, but it hasn't been that long at all. Right. Like, really, in the scheme of time? Like, I was there the last day it was open, for crying out loud.
You were there as soon as you could have been.
And I feel like I haven't been there in forever. Because I guess the world's really changed.
Yep. Things are different now.
So that's our show, guys. This was a unique show.
This is a laid-back news show, you know.
We talked about reopenings. Things are opening up.
Yeah, we're between a rock and another rock, is what they say.
A rock and a hard place.
Yeah, but the other hard place in this case is a rock, because, you know, we're just kind of in the middle of things, Kevin. I don't know what I'm saying. That's been our show.
I don't
Thank
understand
you so your... much for watching. If you're on podcast services, leave us a review. We would love it. It would mean so much to us. If you're on YouTube, give us a like, comment, tell us what you think. We value your opinion.
Do you like reopenings? Tell us. Or do you like wearing masks on rides? Subscribe, like, comment, do your thing. As always, I'm Kevin.
I'm Angelo.
And until next time, everybody.
So long.